called artemisia or sagebrush.
Indinweed, I guess you'd call it now.
What is it? Do you use it for anything?
This one.
Yeah,
I know. Uh-huh. They get it, and then they dry it, and then they boil it. And you know what the post people are doing with it?
No, what's that?
This thing.
Yeah, what they do with it?
They boil it. It's abalone. And then July, it's abalone, and they dry up. And then they boil it, and then they drain, and get only a clear juice, turn into a color, a brown color.
Uh-huh.
And then they take about 2 teaspoons a day for arthritis.
Is that right?
That lady told me to keep it up, and I make some and be sure and keep the tooth in the whole place like respirator. They keep them respirator.
Cool all of it. Uh-huh.
And keep a lot of these things. If you want to have an arthritis,
so you harvest it fresh like this,
uh-huh, and then dry it up,
and then dry it,
and boil it
all over. You can get it in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Do they use it for something, anything else besides arthritis, the sagebrush or whatever it is?
Oh, I know about it.
Okay. And you learned that from a lady, an Eskimo woman?
Uh-huh. She's not Eskimo, I think she was from the coast, or from Nome.
Uh-huh.
And she. You remember Daphne, her wife, her wife's mother.
Uh-huh.
You be sure and keep it up. The last time I'm a little really bad, you know, from Snowball Expo.
Uh-huh.
So I just spent only 1 month and I just forgot about it. I thought about it all summer long.
You going to get some more, or...?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It smells nice.
What you're going to do, you're going to plant it
again? I'm going to press it. And keep, get plants for the museum.
I'm going to get some down my house, my cabin.
What if you could take these roots?
They said they can dry it and then keep it for the winter.
You just use the stems and leaves, huh? Does it have a little yellow flower?